AI and the automation of white-collar work, reality check. In the span of a single week in January 2026, two very different visions of AI's impact on work emerged. In San Francisco, Anthropic released Claude Cowork to viral acclaim, 42 million views and breathless claims that it represents AGI. Meanwhile, in Zimbabwe, a 24-year-old high school graduate named Yamurai, used AI to teach math to 200 students, assist with medical diagnoses, and advise farmers on crop yields, earning three times her peers' income in the process. These aren't contradictory stories. They're two data points on the same curve, revealing both AI's genuine capabilities and the gap between Silicon Valley predictions and ground truth reality. This is Insight Forge, transforming complex ideas into actionable insights. The latest frontier model, Claude Opus 4.5, and its new tool, Claude Cowork, have generated extraordinary claims. A vocal chorus of commentators insists these systems represent AGI, or something very close to it. The evidence cited? AI now produces essentially all the code at leading labs, and Cowork can automate non-coding tasks that previously required human knowledge workers. Here's a reality check. When given a straightforward task, create a comparison chart showing a football club's league position across five seasons and output it as a PowerPoint, Cowork produced visually impressive results in short order. It asked clarifying questions, presented a coherent plan, and delivered formatted output. The result was also wrong. Manual verification showed incorrect league positions for at least two data points. Critically, the system did not caveat its results or acknowledge uncertainty about data reliability. An actual human employee, given the same task, would either flag that reliable sources couldn't be found or deliver accurate data. This isn't cherry-picking a failure case. It illustrates a structural limitation. Current AI systems are confident about facts they haven't verified, and they lack the epistemic humility to flag their own uncertainty. The wrong response to these limitations is dismissal. All BS, all hype merchants. These tools hallucinate all the time and are pretty much useless. This view ignores substantial evidence of real productivity gains. The equally wrong response is panic. They are AGI, perhaps, and you are just missing out. We can't understand how to use them. Our careers are doomed. This view overstates current capabilities and creates counterproductive anxiety. The middle path. AI tools deliver genuine productivity improvements within specific contexts, while remaining unreliable for tasks requiring factual accuracy, judgment under uncertainty, or accountability for outcomes. Software engineers have experienced this most directly. The shift from typing most lines of code to typing barely any, what might be called the Claude code experience, is real. The parallel experience for other knowledge workers is arriving, but with important limitations that coding doesn't share. Code can be tested. Facts cannot always be verified. And many white-collar tasks require social and institutional knowledge that AI systems don't possess. The most instructive developments in AI and work may not be happening in San Francisco. Cassava Technologies is training what they call AI-amplified community entrepreneurs across Africa. Young people who use AI as a force multiplier rather than a job replacement. Consider Yamurai's daily work. In the morning, she uses AI to teach math across five schools to 200 students, These schools have free internet, but face severe teacher shortages. She's not a certified teacher. She's a high school graduate with AI assistance that amplifies her capacity to deliver educational value. By midday, she's at a local health clinic assisting with diagnosis. Malaria, TB, bilharzia. She's not a nurse, but AI augmentation allows her to provide diagnostic support that would otherwise require medical professionals unavailable in her community. By evening, neighbors bring soil samples and diseased plants. Using her smartphone and AI, she provides agricultural advice that has increased crop yields by 40% in her area. The label for this role, AI Amplified Community Entrepreneur. She earns 3 times what her urban peers make, and she's solving the teacher shortage, doctor shortage, and agronomist shortage simultaneously. This model suggests something important about AI's actual trajectory. Rather than wholesale job elimination, we may see the emergence of new hybrid roles where AI amplifies human capabilities in ways that create new forms of value and employment. Africa's context makes it an unusually revealing test case. 30 years ago, 75% of Africans had never had a phone ring. There were 5 million telephone lines on the continent, fewer than in New York City alone. Today, 1 billion mobile phone connections, 1.1 billion mobile money accounts, up from 300 million just 10 years ago. This infrastructure transformation happened by leapfrogging legacy systems rather than incrementally upgrading them. By 2050, 60% of the world's youth will be African. These are digital natives with skills that developed countries sometimes underestimate. The question is whether this demographic dividend becomes a source of global productivity or a source of instability from unemployment. AI amplified roles offer one potential resolution. If a high school graduate can deliver educational, healthcare, and agricultural value that previously required 3 separate professionals, the employment math changes. The job isn't eliminated. It's transformed into something more productive and more accessible. Why do AI systems produce genius-level insights on some tasks while failing basic factual checks on others? The answer illuminates both current limitations and future trajectory. AI models memorize patterns, including the pattern that Tom Smith's wife is Mary Stone. They cannot always deduce the inverse, that Mary Stone's husband is Tom Smith. This isn't a bug in a particular model. It reflects something fundamental about how statistical language models represent knowledge. GPT 5.2, the current frontier model from OpenAI, still cannot correctly count the A's in the word orange. This matters because it reveals that apparent intelligence in some domains doesn't transfer to apparent intelligence in all domains. The models are not generally intelligent. They are specifically capable in ways that don't always align with human expectations. For white-collar work, this means AI assistance is most valuable when humans remain in the verification loop. Tasks where output can be checked, code that compiles, calculations that balance, logical arguments that cohere, benefit most from AI augmentation. Tasks where verification requires ground truth knowledge, facts about the world, historical accuracy, reliable sources, remain vulnerable to confident AI errors. 4 critical insights emerge from this analysis. First, the middle path is correct. Neither dismissal nor panic is appropriate. AI productivity gains are real within specific contexts, but current systems are unreliable for tasks requiring factual accuracy or accountability. Second, new job categories are emerging. AI amplified roles like Yamarize, Yamu Rise suggest employment transformation rather than elimination. The AI amplified community entrepreneur may become a significant category in developing economies. Third, verification remains human work. The structural limitation, confident claims without epistemic humility, means human verification is not optional for consequential tasks. AI handles generation. Humans handle validation. Fourth, infrastructure determines adoption. Africa's mobile money infrastructure enables AI application in ways that weren't possible a decade ago. Technology adoption patterns may accelerate in regions that leapfrogged legacy systems. For individual workers, invest time in learning AI tools for your specific domain. Productivity gains are real. Maintain independent verification practices for any AI output that matters. And develop skills in the judgment and accountability layers that AI cannot provide. For organizations, audit where AI assistance adds value versus where it introduces risk. Create verification workflows for AI-generated content before publication or action. And consider AI-amplified roles that expand what existing employees can accomplish. For policymakers, study emerging AI employment models in developing economies for lessons applicable elsewhere. Focus on infrastructure, connectivity, digital payments that enables AI adoption, and prepare for job transformation rather than just job elimination. The question isn't whether AI automates jobs, but how quickly humans can adapt to new AI-augmented roles. The answer may come not from Silicon Valley's predictions, but from a 24-year-old in Zimbabwe who's already living the future of work. This has been Insight Forge. For the full article with sources and references, visit insightforge.com.